It is, and here it is now. We ask a lot of questions about our would-be presidents. Where do they stand on health care, on tax policy? Hey, you're going to be a diplomat or you're going to go in with guns blazing? But let's now get to the heart of things. Poker or craps? A lot of presidents have been gambling men. Jackson, Grant, Teddy Roosevelt, Harding, LBJ all played poker when he was in the Navy. Nixon won enough at the game of chance and skill to finance his first congressional race. Craps, though, less common or at least less talked about. Barack Obama is a poker player. John McCain prefers chasing eight the hard way, and that might be a good insight as to their personality. So says Michael Shearer, who just co-authored a piece for Time magazine on the gentlemen and their gaming habits. Michael Shearer joins us now. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm well. So there's this big divide here that craps, at least you posit it, mostly a game of chance, poker largely a game of strategy. So in your estimation, this bodes well for Barack Obama?
You know, it cuts either way. The other difference is the craps is also a very social game. It's played generally in public on the casino floor. Poker's a backroom game. It's not played in public. And there is a personality difference, a number of personality differences that can be seen through the games these two candidates have chosen. Throughout his adult life, John McCain has really been a showman. He loves being sort of the king of the room. He likes he's a very social animal. He's always gathering us, the press, in the back of his bus whenever he gets a chance, so he can take our questions and sort of joust with us. Barack Obama is much more of a studied person. He isn't someone who enjoys sort of the free-range social atmosphere quite as much. But he's also, it doesn't mean he's an unsocial guy. And he's also very much of a political climber. I mean, the reason he was playing poker back in the 90s when he was playing in Springfield was he had just come to the state capital of Illinois as a young state senator, and he wanted to get to know the town. So he was playing a game with lobbyists and other politicians, which, as you mentioned, is really a time-honored tradition for politicians in Washington and in state capitals around the country.
So Obama made a calculation, decided to become a poker player to help his career. McCain just drawn to craps more honestly. Usually we credit the guy whose pastimes are more honestly come by as opposed to someone who did it, for political gain.
Yeah, well, John McCain came up through the Navy, and he was always a troublemaker. I mean, he's talked a lot on the stump about the demerits he got at the Naval Academy. He's written books about what he termed famous drinking spells with buddies in the Navy. During the early 1960s, he was on ships in the Mediterranean. They would have shore leave in places like Monte Carlo. And dice there's a long tradition for dice in the Navy. Generally, it's variations on backgammon, but dice as a pastime is something that he came up with, and by his own accounts, had some rather extreme nights on the French shoreline there playing dice. So, he fashioned himself very much the hot dog, Navy flyer, the sort of Top Gun figure,
right,
back in the 1960s, and that was a part of this. He talked about later on in life, in his late 20s, realizing that he wanted to be famous for something other than drinking and gambling. And, over time, he's more or less given up the heavy drinking. He doesn't drink almost at all now on the campaign trail, in part because, the hours are so ridiculous. But over the last decade, he has kept up craps. When he's traveling overseas, if he sees a casino nearby, he'll walk down with the money in his pocket, or he'll plan ahead and go to Vegas, with several thousand dollars, to play for hours at a time.
Do you know if he likes to take those prop bets, which are ridiculous, or does he mostly play the pass, don't pass line, which if you back it up and up enough could be some of the best odds offered in the casino?
Yeah, my great regret reporting the story is in part because of the schedule of this campaign. I could never get him to sit down with me to explain in detail his system. But I have talked to several people who say he does play a very strict system. So my guess is he would play the smart pass, don't pass, the six, the eight, or some variation of that. I mean, he's a calculated player. He'll play for $3,000 to $5,000 at a time, which, if you read the book, says that's about the bankroll you want if you're playing a $15
yeah.
minimum table.
And so, here's another way to look at it. In playing craps in a casino, he wasn't breaking the law, but Barack Obama probably technically was.
Well, Well, the law doesn't outlaw games where there is no house, poker games. So if you, you know, my understanding of in most states, and definitely the federal law, if you and I meet together for a friendly game and no one's collecting house money from that game, and you know, we're just playing among friends and the winner of the pot gets all the money, but no one's profiting from the operation of the poker game, those are not against the law. And from what we know, this basement game, it really was a basement, literally a late-night basement game with lobbyists and fellow state senators, was a friendly game. We're talking $1, $3 antes. You know, if you had a very good night, you'd walk away with maybe $100 or $200 or $150. I don't think the feds are going to be knocking down that door anytime soon.
In your article, you describe craps as, you know, wild and freewheeling, and here's how you describe the backroom poker player: more cautious and self-absorbed. Card games may be social, but they are played in solitude, no need for drama. The quiet card counter is king, and only a novice banks on luck. In this game, a good bluff trumps blind faith, and the studied observer beats the showman. You talk about Barack Obama's style, very cautious. It seems to me that there is a place and a time for that, but it's not necessarily better to always be the tight player who's not bold and who doesn't take a bluff, especially in, or doesn't make a bluff, especially in terms of international diplomacy. Sometimes you're facing down an enemy and he maybe has to see the crazy in your eyes. So depending on style, I think that, I don't know if you could say for sure that Barack Obama's cautious poker style is best suited for the presidency as opposed to being best suited to be maybe the chief of staff.
No, I totally agree with you. And I wasn't claiming that all poker players are, you know, fundamentally cautious animals. I was comparing the fundamentals of the two games. Poker is a game of manipulating other people and being able to read other people and you know, beat the other people at the table. Craps is a game of beating the dice. I mean, you're not really playing against anybody else at the table. You're playing against whatever the dice are going to tell you. And the thrill of craps, as someone who's, you know, played it as an amateur, is riding these waves of luck with the whole table at once. It's a very fast game. It's a very thrilling game. Money comes very quickly. It goes away very quickly. When you're on a run, you can double, you know, the number of chips you have at the table very quickly.
Right.
And that's the joy of it. Poker is a much more incremental game. I mean, you do have big pots, but as anybody can tell you who's played a lot of poker, I mean, you sit there for hours and hours and hours to get to that pot that is the big pot. I mean, it really is about... And the best poker players are usually the most patient and cautious poker players. It doesn't mean they don't go in for the big bluff, but it means when they are making the big bluff, you believe them to be a conservative enough poker player that you believe their bluff.
I got one last question. Is it true, did you find that in your reporting, that Michael Dukakis could count into a six-deck shoe?
I actually did not report that, but you know, you mentioned some of the other presidential candidates. Andrew Jackson had a thing for fighting cocks back in the day.
No, he did, which is now illegal in all states but Louisiana. Thank you. Michael Shearer, correspondent for Time Magazine. Thanks very much, Michael.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Coming up on the show, more sports, if you consider poker a sport, and ESPN does. We'll talk with Bill Wolf on the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.